Hi everyone, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you so much for following my journey to see what God is doing within me as well as within my life. I don't know about you, but I sure look forward to what's to come. Disclaimer, I am not a therapist or counselor. I am only sharing my life story from my perspective, as well as the things in life that have helped me to heal and are still helping me to heal along the path set out in front of me. Hi, everybody. This is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Dear Steph, the pressure is too much and I'm struggling to say no. Episode 24. All right. So today I have another letter from a listener, and this listener has signed Thankful V. Dear Steph, first, thank you for your honest videos. I'm not one to do this, but your episodes feel like me all over. I'm feeling under an entire mountain of pressure from work, volunteering at my child's school, as well as my volunteer work at the church. It feels like because I say yes to one thing, everyone automatically assumes that I will say yes to everything. I just don't know how to say no. How in the world are you having such an easy time putting up your boundary wall of no? Thankful listener, V. My response to V was, Dear V, first, thank you for following along in my journey. To hear that you are able to relate to my life so easily is both a blessing and a curse. You get what I'm saying. It's a beautiful life when you have such a big heart, but it becomes a curse when we allow it to take control of our every move. This is when we usually overwhelm ourselves and think it's everyone else's fault for pressuring us. But in reality, it's a battle we must fight within ourselves in order to set and keep our boundaries. It's been a difficult struggle to set and keep my boundaries. Once I finally did set one and keep it, the stress faded away and I felt so much relief. That relief felt so wonderful that I slowly began stepping away from more and more of my obligations. Ouch! To call my volunteer work an obligation sounds painful. But that is sadly what it had become. Over time, as I was feeling more and more peace, I resigned from more and more of my community positions. It quickly became about getting me to a better place, and I thankfully am. At this time, I have no obligations. My own well-being, the well-being of my family, and my personal relationship with God are my only priorities. At least for this season of my life. My advice to you is to sit down and map out exactly what you do and do not want to do at this time in your life. When doing so, be sure to map out time for just you and your spouse, you and your child or children, you and your family. After you narrow down your priorities, Speak with your spouse about how you are feeling. Ask them to support your efforts. And with a prayerful and peaceful heart, reach out to step back in a firm but loving way. Most people will respond with respect and understanding. Those who don't never had your best interest at heart and are no good for you anyways. Best of luck to you, V. A thankful Steph. Okay. So, that was V's email to me and my response back to V. I hope that is helpful to you, V, and I am sharing that because hopefully that'll be helpful to someone else out there. It's not always easy, and it may look easy. I'm glad it does to somebody, but it's not that easy. It wasn't at first. Now it's way easy. and I'm feeling so good and so confident in my recovery and stuff right now that I am not feeling any guilt or sadness or anything whatsoever about my resignations to my volunteer positions. Not everyone was so understanding. I had people that didn't respond to me, and I've had people that did respond and were very kind. And like I said, the people that aren't going to be understanding and compassionate and respectful for your decision to resign to make better time for you and your family, they weren't good for you anyways. And I want to leave you with this Bible verse today, because this Bible verse really helped me whenever I was making my decision to shut down my entire organization, my charitable organization. Not only that, but my resignations from all other volunteer positions as well. Romans 12, 1 and 2, and this is from the Message Bible, just to make it a little easier for everyone to understand in case some people have a difficult time understanding the Bible. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. God helping you take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you as the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Okay, so that's that, and I don't know about you, V, but that one really, really, really hit home with me, and it was like one of those wow, aha moments. I'm so thankful. At that point, I had already been on my track of resigning, had already decided to resign from or shut my organization down to focus on me and my family and stuff. So when my therapist actually asked if she could read me that verse out, and when she read that out to me, I was like, oh my goodness. And I just had to tell her all these awesome things that I had been doing and resigning from. And volunteer work is so special and it's so important. And I'd still encourage that on so many levels. But right now for me, it's best for me to stop and focus on me before returning to any kind of work or, volunteer positions or anything like that. So, just leave you with that. And I hope this helped. I hope this encouraged someone. God bless. Bye, everybody. Thanks for watching. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. You are special. You are kind. You are smart. You are wonderful. You are worth it. You are important. To reach out to me, please do so by commenting or emailing from trauma to triumph, pcola@gmail.com. God bless you all.